The stage is set. Listen and be heard. Because Pilipinas is now on a bigger platform. Hosted by Cookie Tuazon with Marty Tenko, they will feature spoken word acts, tackle topics that keep the mic alive, and the community of artists inspired.
My name is Marty.
Marty, yes. Make your presence known. Hello. Welcome to Because Pilipinas, your go-to show for spoken word. And once in a while, we feature page poetry here as well.
Yes, ma'am.
Marty, guess what?
What?
Today, we're going to talk about body positivity.
Oh, wow. Yes.
Is there a particular poem you like that talks about it?
Cookie, I don't need to go far. My favorite spoken word piece relating to body positivity is Beautiful by Shuli from your album.
Yeah. Yes.
In Transit Manila meets Toronto. Guys, check it out.
It's hey, Shuli.
I love that piece. And these are my favorite lines. You are beautiful, and I can see that you don't believe me, but believe me, I can see. It doesn't take a telescope to see the sun. And you don't need eyes to see someone. See, your beauty lies beneath the scars in the skin.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah.
That is and very sweet and thoughtful of him to say.
I also love this part. Let your beauty shine like a shooting star and don't be afraid to aim far. Calling yourself ugly is worse than any scar. It's skin deep.
Yeah.
Yes. That's why I love this.
I can hear
this.
Him performing that
yes.
piece.
Yes. Check that out, guys.
To me, I like The Body Is Not an Apology by Sonia Renee Taylor.
Mm.
I like it when she said, the body is not an apology. It is not a father's backhand.
Ooh.
The visual imagery is just,
wow.
Yeah.
I can even feel it.
Yeah, it's just powerful.
Yes.
Yes. And she also said, the body is not a wrong answer.
Ooh, snaps.
Yes.
I agree.
It just shows how small most of us allow ourselves to be.
I know, yeah.
I also like Body Love by Mary Lambert.
Mm-hmm.
It's pretty intense. The part where she said, I know girls who are fleeing bombs from the mosques of their skin,
ooh,
playing Russian roulette with death. It's Damn. Never easy to accept that our bodies are fallible and flawed.
Yes.
I wish I could read the entire piece for you, but there That's long. Are singing parts.
Oh, okay.
Yes, love. And yeah, there are singing parts.
Ooh, Cookie, come on. Sing it.
Nah, I'm not going to sing for you. So, Mary Lambert, hands down to you.
Yeah.
Guys, are you thinking about starting a podcast but worrying about recording, editing, and such? I only believe in one platform for podcasters to rely on, Anchor. You can download it from the App Store, Play Store, or access it from the website www.anchor.fm for free. No need for complicated tools. You can immediately create your podcast and publish it on various platforms such as Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Stitcher, and others. Sounds easy.
Yes,
right?
It is easy.
Use Anchor, the easiest way to make a podcast.
Yeah.
Anyway, here's Patricia Ramos with Eat Your Rice.
He asks you how much rice you eat and tells you to eat less of it. Not just for looking thin, he says, but also for your health. You only laugh because it seems so mundane and shallow. You only laugh at this boy who tells you how to eat without your permission. He must mean well. He really must. But he doesn't know about this monument that you are building. He doesn't know about how much work you must put into it. He only looks at you, nods his head, snaps his fingers, and decides that he knows all about your health based on a single cup of rice. Who can blame you for wanting to finish all of what's on your plate when nuns everywhere shed tears with every leftover? Remember the Africans and the Indians, for they too are starving. Remember that Satan counts each wasted grain. This is a land brought alive by sunshine and by prayer, but most of all, by rice, by kanin, by bigas, by palay, iya, dalaga, tita, inay, you should not be ashamed. You should not be afraid. Women are taught to shrink. Women are taught to disappear. Women are taught to be here only when they are beckoned, only when they are deemed attractive. Thin when they want you to be thin, curved where they want you to be curved. But what they will fail to grasp is that you are no two-dimensional figure. You are both creator and destroyer. You inhale and you are a sky within. You exhale and you are an implosion within. Your eyes can see beyond the portions of a platter you taste with a tongue so furious and so alive that it would be such a waste to not use it. You never asked for any of this. You never asked for stretch marks that tear into your skin like molten magma. You never asked for this belly rippling and soft. You never asked for pimples that dot your face like constellations. You never asked for breasts that awkwardly sag. You never asked for a man to tell you what you can or cannot eat. Woman, can you not recall? You can eat for two. You can eat for one. You eat for the army fighting inside of you, fighting against terms and conditions that you never signed. You eat partly for your mother. She gave you this dint in the stomach that perpetually churns. You eat partly for your daughter, so that you may teach her to find herself shamelessly beautiful. You eat for all the flesh and the bone before and after you, priestesses, warriors, slaves, and queens. Perfect in imperfection, complete though incomplete, but what they possess runs in your veins, their valiance, their beauty, their bravery, their blood. And it has nothing to do with what you consume. Woman, you eat for yourself most of all, not for this world, especially not for some boy who thinks he knows your body better than you do. Woman, only you know your body as well as you do. Only you and your maker can own this holy temple. Only you can build this sacred shrine. You start your meals with prayers because you thank your God for these bounties. Yes, I call them bounties, not curses, not poison. You're supposed to take them to be nourished and not to destroy. Woman, I say, only you and your maker can own this holy temple, so go. Now go. Light your incense. Break your idols. Say a prayer and go ahead. Eat your rice.
Marty, when did it begin, the concept of body positivity?
Okay, with what I found online, rational dress movement from the middle 1800s to the early 1900s seems to be the first movement relating to body positivity. Various groups had tried to fight for women's clothing, such as the corset, which was restricting their health and movement. Fast forward to the late 1960s up to the 80s, the fat acceptance movement rose. Obesity before was seen as a hindrance to labor productivity. The movement fought against fat shaming and bullying. The term big, beautiful women rose from this movement.
That's amazing.
Yeah. Let's jump to 1996, where the term body positive was coined and the site bodypositivity.org launched. One of its co-founders battled eating disorders herself and lost her sister to it. Their nonprofit org aims to end the harmful consequences of negative body image, which is eating disorders, depression, anxiety, suicide, cutting, substance abuse, and relationship violence. The hashtag body positivity movement, which emerged in 2012, is what we know today.
Uh-huh.
Embracing and celebrating people of all shapes, colors, and sizes.
Yes.
Yes.
I suggest everyone to also check out the poems of John Donne, The Ecstasy, Walt Whitman's I Sing, The Body Electric, as well as E. Cummings' I Like My Body When It Is With Your
People. If you haven't heard about Anchor, it's the easiest way to make a podcast. Let me explain. It's for free. There are creation tools that allow you to record and edit your podcast right from your phone or computer. Anchor will distribute your podcast for you so it can be heard on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and many more. It's everything you need to make a podcast all in one place. Just go to www.anchor.fm.
Now I give you Marky Maisip with 2 a.m. Conversations.
2 a.m. Conversations. You are not your 2 a.m. conversations, not your 3 a.m. nightmares, not your 4 a.m. regrets. You are not the apologies that you keep feeding yourself for breakfast, or the denials that you keep drinking to help you sleep. You are not your clock days, not your numbered hours, not your wasted seconds. You are not the regrets that you keep counting whenever the night gets too silent, or the dreams that you keep forgetting whenever it's time to wake up. Sometimes, we've curled up in our own rooms for so long that just the feeling of stepping out feels so unnatural. Sometimes, we've shut the drapes so tight that all we could see is darkness, even when light is tapping at our windows. Sometimes, we've ignored too many sunrises that each morning feels like a continuation of yesterday instead of the today that it is. I know you've been hurled with too many unkind words, been told who you are so many times that it's so easy to mistake other people's voices for your own. But you are not other people's voices. You are your own voice, your own words, your own self. Yes, you are the sum of your stumbles, but you are also the total of every time you get up. You're everything that you have ever been, but you're also everything that you could ever be. You could be 5 a.m. waking up on the right side of the bed. You could be 6 a.m. opening the drapes to let in light. You could be 7 a.m. getting ready to brave the day. There is an infinity inside of you, all of it waiting to happen, all of it waiting for you.
I appreciate the body as a form, as a vessel, as my communication tool for better understanding. Besides, it's not like we can simply exist as souls anyway. You wouldn't want friendly neighborhood dogs howling at odd hours. That'd be really scary.
I know, I would be hiding.
Yeah. Okay, Marty, how's your body doing?
Oh my goodness. I remember this conversation we had years ago, Cookie. I was bawling.
When was this?
This was years and years ago. I don't remember anymore, but I was bawling. You looked so confused, like, what's happening? Where is this coming from?
Yeah.
I was crying about not fitting in a small size pair of jeans. And you had to calmly talk to me about loving my figure, not punishing myself, and taking care of my health. Remember
this? Yes, I remember now.
You even told me about clothing sizes are not really accurate. And what's more important is I feel good and comfortable with my clothes. I have since skipped looking at the sizes and just see if the clothing fits me and if I look good and feel good. Also, I check my diet, do yoga for my scoliosis, and exercise at home so I can eat more.
Yes to eating more.
No, I'm just joking. I'm joking. To have a balanced lifestyle.
Yes, balance is very important.
Yes.
Anyway, let's hear it from Sunita S. Mookie with Canvas.
Canvas. What price is this body that you have now stained with beauty? As I writhe with the memory of your doing, leaving me to live with the scars of your good intentions, I laugh at your boldness, grit my teeth that you have dared, color my dreams with schemes of possibilities. Tell me, would you pay with your life? And how about the wife? Or just a photo to prove that you have participated in art. Show off to friends, archive in a virtual Netherland. Money talks, walk the walk, I bleed my art. Let us canvas this canvas. Tell me what it's worth. What is the curve of my waist, the flash of my eyes, the undulation of my thighs, the heave of my chest, the pout of my lips, the round of my hips, worth to you? Priceless, I know. Maya Angelou and MasterCard say so. And how about you?
We would like to thank Dr. Suzanne Tawson of the Permanente Medical Group, California.
Thank you so much, guys. Stay safe and healthy.
Yes, and thank you also to Go Keto Philippines. Go Keto Philippines is an advocate of holistic health and wellness living. They provide products that are carefully formulated and meticulously prepared to give consumers 100% premium quality. Their products are a must try because all are very effective in aiding people to become healthy. Their products have active health ingredients that actually work.
Plus, these products are very delicious and easy to pair with meals.
I agree with you.
Yes, they have the 3-in-1 coffee best for breakfast. Yes, I've tried it. It's really good. Then the matcha latte can be a good pairing to your favorite morning snacks, while their strawberry milkshake can ultimately add refreshing flavors to your lunch. The slimming chocolate can be your afternoon delight to your afternoon snacks. And then the red iced tea can help balance your savory dinners and top off your midnight snack cravings with the winter melon milk tea. To know more about Go Keto Philippines and their latest partnerships and promos, you can like or follow their social media pages. Go Keto Philippines on Facebook and on IG, it's at Go Keto Phil.
So, enjoy your food.
Yep.
But be mindful of your health as well.
Amen.
I'm Cookie.
I'm Mari.
Thank you all for listening to
Because Filipinas.